耳根的知音服务源于聆听。今天是2019年6月11日，我们荣幸地邀请到了 Tutor Raj Prabhu 为我们讲解圣帕帕德的逍遥甘露，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hello Namo Vishudaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacha Deshatarine。So today we'll continue to read about pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
今天我们继续阅读圣帕帕的逍遥时光。
An elderly Indian gentleman who visited Prabhupada in his room became critical of Srila Prabhupada's preaching.
有一个年长的印度绅士，他到帕帕德的房间里。他现在对于帕帕德的传教变得非常的有批判性。
Swamiji, the man said, you should not criticize so many persons.
Swamiji, 你不应该批评这么多人。
You should see everyone equally.
你应该以平等视域看待每一个众生。
And then he quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Pandita Samadarshina, you should see everybody equally.
接着他引述了博家梵歌的这个诗节 Pandita Samadarshina 以平等的视域看待每一个生物。
Srila Prabhupada replied, That's a higher stage. I'm not on that stage. I distinguish.
帕帕德回答说，这是更高的层面，我还没有达到这个层面，我现在有区分心。
On the higher stage,You don't distinguish between pious activity and sinful activity.
在更高等的阶段，你不会区分虔诚的活动和罪恶的活动。
But I distinguish. I say you are sinning and you should stop.
而我会区分，我会对他们说，你们在犯罪，你们应该停止犯罪。
As the discussion continued,Prabhupada kept referring to previous acharyas in order to support his viewpoint.
随着这个谈话继续下去，帕帕德不断地引述先前阿查尔的话来支持他自己的论点。
I have my Bhagavad Gita, said Prabhupada. I have my acharyas. I am using their authority.
是的，帕帕说，我的博家梵歌，我有我的先前的阿查尔，我有他们的支持。
Then pursuing this argument, following this argument, Srila Prabhupada's visitor said, What have you done beyond that? You are just repeating what they've done. What have you done?
这个谈话继续进行下去。这个来访者说，你做了什么？你不断地在重复他们的话。你自己做了什么？
Prabhupada replied, I have not done anything. I'm simply repeating.
帕帕回答说，我没有做任何事情，我只是重复而已。
My contribution is that I've made this knowledge available to people all over the world.
我的对这个世界的贡献是，我让这门知识使得全世界的人都得以了解。
Without discrimination, I have given Krishna consciousness to everyone.
我不加区分的把 Krishna 知觉给予每一个人。
That is my contribution, and that is my version of Pandita Samadarshina.
这是我的贡献，这是我对于 Pandita Samadarshina 的版本。
Yeah, so Srila Prabhupada concluded the interview with those words, and the man expressed gratefulness.
以这些话，帕帕德结束了这次谈话。这个男子。他向帕帕表达了自己的感激之情。
Later in the hall, while leaving, the man was speaking to himself loudly. Very interesting. He sees everybody equally.
之后，帕帕，这个男子来到走廊、大厅、客厅里，大声地对自己说：“啊，这太有趣了！他是以这种方式来以平等的视域看待众生的。”
Do you understand what happened here?
你明白这里的发生的事情了吗？
The man had thought that to see equally means not to criticize anybody.
这个男子绅士，他对于这几薄伽梵歌的解释是说，不应该批评任何人。
But as a person who spreads Krishna consciousness, we have to say what is right and what is wrong.
但对于一位传播 Krishna 知觉的人来说，我们必须要说出什么是对的，什么是错误的。
Sometimes if something is wrong, a devotee may even get angry.
有的事情做错的时候，奉献者甚至会发火。
But the common man believes that to be a saint, to be equally disposed, or to be equal to everybody, means that we should not show any emotion in life.
但是一个普通人，他认为一个圣人不应该对任何事情动感情，应该任何事情都无动于衷。
But here we clearly see what is the actual definition of being equal to everybody.
但在这里呢，我们看到圣帕帕德对于，对一视同仁这句话的真正的释义。
It means that we are equally giving Krishna consciousness to everybody without any discrimination.
他的意思就是说，我们不应该区分，有任何区分心的，把 Krishna 知觉给予每一个人。
We are giving Krishna consciousness opportunities to everybody, man, woman, child, old people, black people, white people, yellow people. We give Krishna consciousness to everybody. We have no material consideration of who is eligible and who is not eligible.
我们把 Krishna 知觉平等的给予男人、女人、老人、小孩、黑人、白人、红皮肤的人、黄皮肤的人，我们不考虑谁是有资格，谁没有资格获得 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, next quote. On the origin, Srila Prabhupada said about the origin of the living entity.
下一个诗节故事是帕帕德谈论到生物的起源的问题。
So he's obviously reading from something here, and he says the next question is about the living entity falling down to in this material world and not coming from the impersonal Brahman.
帕帕德在朗读着一句话，生物体，是有关于生物体如何堕入到这个物质世界的。生物体不是来自于布拉曼的。
So existence in the impersonal Brahman is also in the category of non-Krishna consciousness. It means when you are in the Brahman, you are not Krishna conscious.
在布拉曼梵光当中的存在，它也不是处在 Krishna 知觉的层面。意思是说，在梵光当中不是有 Krishna 知觉的。
So those who are in the Brahman effulgence, they're also in a fallen condition of life.So there's no question of falling down from a fallen condition.
所以处在梵光当中的生物体是不存在什么堕落到物质世界的问题，因为他们自己本身也是处在一种堕落的境况当中。
When somebody falls down, it means falling from a non-fallen condition. It means coming from Krishna consciousness to non-Krishna consciousness.
涉及到所谓堕落的问题，是指的一个人是从一个更高的层面到达一种堕落的层面。
So long as one maintains pure Krishna consciousness, one is not fallen.
只要一个人他维持纯粹的 Krishna 知觉，他就不是堕落的。
As soon as one is out of Krishna consciousness, he is fallen.
一旦一个人他脱离了 Krishna 知觉，他就是堕落的。
It doesn't matter where a living entity is staying.
无论一个生物处在哪里。
In the material world, there are different stages of living conditions, and to remain in the Brahman effulgence is just another place for a fallen condition.
在物质世界呢，有不同的生活境况，在梵光当中也是处在一种堕落的生活境况当中。
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated that conditioned souls by pious activities are elevated to higher planets. But as soon as their pious activities are finished, they again come to this earthly planet.
就像薄伽梵歌所说的，一个生物体，它依靠自己的虔诚活动，被提升到了高等的星球。但一旦这种虔诚活动耗尽了之后，它又再次堕落到地球。
Similarly, those who are elevated beyond this planetary system, and they go to the Brahman effulgence, they're also prone to fall down as much as living entities are from the higher planets.
同样的，一个被提升到了梵光当中的生物体，一旦它的前程活动耗尽，它仍然会再次堕落回来。
And the reason we're talking about this is because there's often this philosophical discussion with devotees about how did we come to this material world.
我们之所以谈到这一点，是因为经常有奉献者谈论到涉及为什么生物堕落到物质世界这一问题。
And here Srila Prabhupada gives us an explanation of this question.
在这里，圣帕巴德就对这个问题给予了解释。
Okay, next part. So although Srila Prabhupada was teaching by constantly giving encouragement to his disciples, he could also humiliate them and very quickly bring them to a better consciousness.
尽管圣帕巴德经常是通过鼓励来激励门徒的 Krishna 之觉，但他有的时候也令门徒感到羞愧，让他们恢复他们恰当的 Krishna 之觉。
In other words, sometimes Prabhupada would praise people, but sometimes he would also chastise them.
换句话说，帕帕德有时候会赞扬门徒，也有时候会斥责门徒。
Because in another place, Srila Prabhupada mentions in a letter, and he says, the only business of the spiritual master is to criticize the disciple.
因为在另外一封信当中呢，圣帕巴德写道，灵性导师唯一的职责就是斥责门徒。
So one time on a walk along the beach with Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj was describing the preaching he had done to some newspaper people.
有一次在海滩清晨散步的时候， Giriraj 就向帕帕德讲述了他是怎样对那些新闻界的人是传教的。
Yes, you are a very good public relations person, said Srila Prabhupada, which made Giriraj feel very good.
是的，你是非常好的一个有公众交往能力的人。听到这话之后呢， Giriraj 感到内心非常的舒服。
Giriraj said sometimes he felt he wasn't really doing anything for Krishna and Krishna consciousness movement. He felt like, oh, my service is not very important. So he was revealing his mind like that to Srila Prabhupada.
有的时候呢， Giriraj 他觉得自己没有为 Krishna 这些运动做什么贡献。他就向帕巴德表达了他这种愧疚之情。
That's very good, said Srila Prabhupada. That feeling is called humbleness.
这很好。你这种情感被称为谦卑。
But sometimes, Giriraj said, that feeling turns into maya.
但是有的时候呢，这种情感变成了 maya。
Srila Prabhupada stopped walking and he looked abruptly at his disciple and said, being turned into maya, said Prabhupada. You are always in maya.
斯德帕巴德他转过身来，就用犀利的目光看着他的门徒说道，你变成了玛雅吗？你一直在玛雅当中。
So these words hit Giriraj is like very strong, so he immediately offered obeisances in front of Srila Prabhupada.
那这句话对于 Giriraj 来说是非常严重、非常重的一句话，他立刻就向帕帕德做了五体顶拜。
He suddenly realized his actual position, and he got and he understood Srila Prabhupada's position as his spiritual master.
他立刻就明白了自己的地位，他也明白了自己作为圣帕帕的门徒的地位。
So Giriraj was this pastime is sometimes repeated like this. It said that Giriraj was thinking, it was asking. Sometimes we're thinking of Krishna, but sometimes we're thinking of Maya. So Prabhupada was basically saying we're always thinking of Maya, but sometimes we're thinking of Krishna.
有的时候呢，这个故事是另外一个版本。Giriraj 有的像帕帕德说，他有的时候想着 Krishna， 有的时候想着 Maya， 但是圣帕帕德告诉他，他一直在想着 Maya， 只是偶尔想起 Krishna 而已。
Okay, next pastime. Navayogendra Das received similar experience.
Navayogendra Das 他也跟帕帕但帕帕的呢得到同样体验。
He was chanting in a room with Srila Prabhupada present.And Prabhupada said to Navayogendra, "Your bead bag is on the floor."
他在帕帕的房间里呢，跟帕帕一起念诵。然后帕帕德突然对他说，你的念珠袋掉到地上了。
No, Srila Prabhupada, it's on my chadar, said Navayogendra.
没有，帕帕德，我的念珠袋在我的 chadar 上面。
But you walk on that chadar, Prabhupada said. You have no respect for your bead bag?
可是你跨过了你的叉打披肩，你难道不尊重你的念珠袋吗
？Navayogendra accepted the criticism, but he decided I will chant loudly now.
Navayogendra 就接受了帕帕德的这个批评，然后他现在就想，我要大声的念诵。
Don't chant so loud. Then Prabhupada said, "Don't chant so loudly."
接着帕帕德对他说，不要念那么大声。
So Navayogendra began to chant quietly.
然后接着 Navayogendra 呢就开始默念。
Then Prabhupada said, if you are chanting, you should not disturb the spiritual master.
然后帕帕德说，你念诵的时候不应该打扰你的灵性导师。
Next story. On another morning walk, near the temple in England,Rohini Nandan Das had his first face-to-face meeting with Srila Prabhupada.
在伦敦，庙宇附近的一次帕帕德拜访的过程当中呢 ，Rohini Nandan Das 他第一次跟他灵性导师有面对面的接触。
They were walking down a road together, and there was a big sign that said.Horticultural show.
他们一起就沿着这个道路在那里做清晨散步，前面有一个大标语写着，多元文化展览。
You know what horticultural means?
No, horticultural. How do you spell it?
H O R T I C U L T U R A L.Horticultural.
Horticultural.
Horticultural.
Horticulture, okay. 园艺展 okay.
So there was a sign that said horticultural show.
园艺展
So Srila Prabhupada pointed to the sign with his stick, with his cane, you know, his walking stick. And he said to the devotees, what is horticultural?
帕帕用他的拐杖就指着这个标语牌说 什么是园艺展？
All the devotees stopped walking, but nobody said anything.
奉献者都停了下来，但是没有人发话。
Then Rohini Nandan spoke from the back of the group of the devotees. You know, he was at the back.
这时候呢，走在奉献者最后的一排的 Rohini Nandan Prabhu 就开始说话了。
Srila Prabhupada, he said, I think it means fruits and vegetables. I think it means fruits and flowers and vegetables growing.
他说 Srila Prabhupada, 我认为它是水果，蔬菜花果的展览。
And he said to him, "You think? You do not know? You think?"
帕说，你觉得你想。你这样想吗？
You see, in English language, if you say I think, it means you're not very sure.
在英语当中呢，如果一个人说我想，那的意思就是说他对此也不是很肯定。
So people are very fond of saying I think this, I think that.
人们都把这当成口头禅我想我想什么。
But Srila Prabhupada was pointing out that when we say I think,It means you don't know, actually. You don't know, but you're speculating.
帕帕就指出，如果一个人是这样说，我想，那意思就是说他自己也不肯定，他只是在心智推敲。
So Rohini Nandan, he put his head down, he became speechless, and everybody walking, they all stood around Rohini Nandan, looking at Prabhupada, looking at Rohini Nandan.
这时候所有奉献者呢，他们现在都停下来，就围着柔心难的，柔心难的呢，就面对面的站在帕帕的面前的，低着头。
So Prabhupada banged his walking stick on the ground and he repeated, "You think? You don't know?"
帕帕德就用他的拐杖使劲的敲着地面说，你想，你不知道吗？
Rohini Nandan felt the whole lifetime.Of pride, of thinking, of saying, I think, had been smashed to pieces by Srila Prabhupada. His whole pride of always saying, I think, you know, when you volunteer, yes, I know this, I know that, and always you say, I think. So he felt the whole lifetime of his pride had been smashed by Srila Prabhupada.
因为Rohini Nandan 就觉得他这一辈子，就是把这个。我想这句话总是在说这句话他这一辈子的这个骄傲都被帕帕德这一下子给击得粉碎。
So Srila Prabhupada was training his disciples to stop speculating. If you don't know something, you don't say that you think you know it. It could be this or it could be that. Unless you know what something is, don't try to falsely show yourself off as a learned person.
所以帕帕就用这个事例就向门徒表明如果不知道什么就不要想我 不要说我想。
So Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to say, I know it is this. He wanted that the devotees could repeat things with authority.
他希望门徒应该是带着权威感的来重复话语。
Okay, next story. Many devotees saw Srila Prabhupada in India, or actually not in India. Many devotees saw Srila Prabhupada chase away small and large dogs by raising his stick and crying out, "Hut!"
在印度的时候呢，有许多奉献者就目睹了帕帕德有的时候会抬起他的拐杖，然后把那些狗赶走，说 "Hut!"
Maybe you've seen that in India. Sometimes they say that to dogs, right?
也许你们见过，在印度有的人会这样做。
So when Nanda Kumar was traveling with Srila Prabhupada as his servant, he saw Srila Prabhupada do this in a dangerous situation. And later, Nanda Kumar had the opportunity to try the technique for himself.
Nanda Kumar 在印度陪帕帕德旅行的时候呢，看到圣帕帕德有的时候在危险的境况当中是这么做的，所以后来呢，Nanda Kumar 自己也有机会尝试一下这个技巧。
While Srila Prabhupada and the devotees were walking on the beach in California, a large, dangerous dog approached them, and he was growling and showing his teeth.
圣帕帕德和门徒们在加利福尼亚散步的时候, 有一次就在海滩上遇到条很凶猛的大狗, 就对着奉献者帕帕德在那里呲牙咧嘴的吼叫。
Srila Prabhupada continued walking peacefully, but Nanda Kumar stopped and he looked at the dog.
那帕帕德就置之不理，继续的向前走着, 而南达库马尔停了下来。
This only made the dog more angry, and he started growling more until Nanda Kumar turned around and he started to run to catch up to Srila Prabhupada.
然后他的这个做法让这条大狗变得更加气愤了，然后这个狗就以更大的声音开始咆哮起来。南达库马尔这时候转身就跑上去追赶着帕帕德和门徒。As
soon as he started running, the dog started running after him and barking and threatening to attack.
这大狗一看见南达库马尔转身跑了，他就立刻在使劲的在后面追赶。 而且呢，露着他的大牙。
But before the dog could reach Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada suddenly turned around.
在这条大狗来到圣帕帕的身后之前，帕帕突然停下来，转过身。
He stood with his feet a little bit apart, and he raised his stick high above his head, and he gave a loud "hut" and made a growling sound at the dog.
那圣帕帕德他两只脚稍微分开，把那拐杖呢高举到头上，突然呢就对这个大狗就发出了这个声音哈。Yeah,
and he made a growling sound at the dog.
他也向这条大狗就发出了这种很高的吼叫。You
don't know how to make a growling sound? Grrrr.
然后他就这样对这个狗。So,
when the dog saw this, he quickly turned around and ran back to his house.
这条大狗一看见帕帕的这个样子和听到帕帕的这个声音的话, 立刻就扭身就跑回自己的家了。Months,
many months later, Nanda Kumar remembered Srila Prabhupada's method, and he tried to do it on a large monkey while they were in Jaipur in India.
南达库马尔看到圣帕帕德这样对狗使用的这个技巧，有一次他在印度的斋普尔，他在一只大猴子面前也使用相同的技巧。
While Srila Prabhupada was staying at the Radha Govinda temple, the devotees were being harassed by monkeys who stole food and clothes and so on.
当奉献者呢，他们每天去拜访Radha Govinda庙的时候呢，那个猴子会偷奉献者的衣服和食物。While
the devotees were cooking, the monkeys would come from the trees and they would steal the chapatis off the stove.
奉献者就在炉子上做饭的时候呢，猴子们就从树上跳下来，就直接从炉子上把chapati给偷走了。
Prabhupada advised the devotees just be neutral towards the monkeys' mischief, bad behavior. But one time, while the devotees were in Srila Prabhupada's room, Nanda Kumar heard a monkey rattling, shaking the kitchen door.
帕帕德对奉献者们说，要对猴子们的这种胡作非为保持中立的态度。但是有一次，在 帕帕德的在屋子里头呢，南达库马尔就听见猴子在厨房外头的门那里使劲的摇这个门厨房门。
So then he remembered the technique Srila Prabhupada had used on the beach with a large dog, and he thought, I'll try this with the monkey.
他突然回想起在加利福尼亚帕帕德曾对那只大狗使用的技巧，他心想，我要现在试一下这个技巧。
So he quietly excused himself from Srila Prabhupada's presence, and he He went outside and he picked up a large stick and he walked towards the monkey who was just opening the kitchen door.
所以呢，南德库马尔就悄悄地跟帕帕德这里请辞，就站起身溜出了门外。他从地上捡起跟粗壮的木棍儿，然后就在猴子刚好打开门想要进厨房的时候，
Nanda Kumar put the stick over his head. He, you know, he crouched down and he growled.
Nanda Kumar 他就高举起了这根棍子，然后他就蹲下身，然后他使劲的吼叫。
But the monkey who had noticeably big arms, you know, big muscles, he just growled back.Showed his teeth and started walking towards him.
可是这只猴子，它有着身强力壮的这个躯体，而且它有着很结实的肌肉臂肌。这个猴子一点也不惧怕的，就朝着南德库马尔就直接走了过来。
Nanda Kumar turned around and he ran back into Srila Prabhupada's room and he closing the door behind him.
Nanda Kumar 就转过身，直接跑回了帕帕的房间，一下子把门关上了。
Srila Prabhupada had seen the whole incident through the window, and he burst out laughing.
那帕帕德就一直在窗户那儿目睹着这一幕，他开始笑起来。
And Prabhupada said to him, "You don't know the process."
帕帕说：“你不知道这个方法，你不知道这个过程。”
Nanda Kumar sat down in embarrassment.
Nanda Kumar 很不好意思坐了下来。
His attempt had failed.
他的努力失败了，以失败告终。
Prabhupada said, Nanda Kumar, you have a special potency.
帕帕对 Nanda Kumar 说，你有特殊的能力。
Okay.Okay, next story. Srila Prabhupada took the symptoms of Prakriti Sahajya, or the tendency to take devotional service cheaply, and to imitate the realizations of highly advanced devotees.In one of his artist disciples, and he gave him some warnings about this danger. So, in other words, Srila Prabhupada was always looking out for devotees taking Krishna consciousness cheaply and pretending to be advanced devotees.
Srila Prabhupada, 他总是很留心，不要让他的奉献者们，接受了 Krishna 的知觉，然后又去。变成那些廉价的物质的奉献者 Sahajya.
You know what Sahajya means?
Cheap materialistic devotee.
No. It means somebody who imitates the activities of advanced devotees and pretends to be like them.
Sahajya 的意思就是一个去模仿那些进步奉献者的行为。
Yeah, one who artificially imitates advanced devotees and pretends to be like them, like their pastimes, like somebody who imitates the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and says, my pastimes with my girlfriend and me, they're like Krishna and Radha, like that. So they're imitating something and in a bad way.
就是萨哈贾的意思就是人为的模仿那些进步奉献者的行为，比如说一个人他会模仿 Radha Krishna 的消时光，就是说他跟他的女朋友之间呢的消时光像 Radha Krishna 的消时光这样子的。
Yeah, in other words, you know, they're imitating something very high and thinking that they're also like that.
换句话说，就是一个人他会模仿一个非常崇高的这种行为，认为他自己也现在到了那种层面上。
In India, there's people who go to the temple. They will roll on the ground. They will cry in front of Krishna, but then they'll go outside the temple and have a cigarette.
在印度呢，有时候会有人他们来到庙宇走进去，然后开始在地上打滚，泪如雨泻，之后呢等他们出去，一旦出了庙门又开始抽烟了。
So they'll pretend in the temple to be very advanced, but then when nobody's watching, then they'll do all sorts of sinful activities.
他们在庙宇里假装是非常进步的，可是一旦他们出了人们的视线一个人的时候呢，他们又开始从事罪恶的勾当。
So these people are called Sahajiyas.
这些人被称为 Sahajiyas.
Cheap imitators.
廉价的模仿者。
Okay, so, one time in Vrindavan, a devotee brought a sketch, you know, like a drawing to Srila Prabhupada before he was going to do a big painting. So the artists, they would bring an idea to Srila Prabhupada and they would say, is this okay? And then if Srila Prabhupada would say, you change this and that, then they would go away, then they would correct it. And then,When Srila Prabhupada had approved it, then they would do a painting of the pastime, like we see in the books.
在本达文的时候呢，有的时候，贡献者艺术家，他们会把一些图画拿到奉献者的面前，然后向帕帕德来解释他们这些作画的思想，然后帕帕德会纠正他们的一些错误。在得到帕帕的允许之后，这些奉献者艺术家他们会来开始作画。Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
Okay, good. I can hear you too. So did you hear what I said? So Srila Prabhupada looked at the picture and he said, is this Shiva and Parvati?
Just now it's broken.
Oh, okay. Is it better now?
There are cracking sound. Oh,Rasika Radha Devadasi.
No. Hang on.
来到。
Hello. I can hear the echo.
Yeah, okay. Let me try my earphones again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
There's still echo.
Better now?
Better.
Okay.
Now.
So Srila Prabhupada looked at the picture and he said, is this Parvati and Shiva?
然后帕帕德就看着这幅画说，这是 Parvati 和 Shiva 吗？
No, Srila Prabhupada, it is Radha and Krishna.
不，是帕帕德，这是 Radha 和 Krishna.
They look too old, said Srila Prabhupada. They should look no more than 16 years old. Very fresh young youth.
他们看上去年纪太大了。他们应该看上去就不过16岁。他们应该是非常的青春焕发的年轻容貌。
The artist went back and he redid the sketch. When Srila Prabhupada saw it the second time, he again said, they look too old.
艺术家他拿着这素描回去了。第二次，然后他又回来的时候呢，给帕帕看，帕帕说，他们看上去还是太老。
He then showed his disciple a picture on his desk of the deities in Calcutta, Radha Govinda, and he said they should be painted like this. Krishna is a sweet young boy.
帕帕就指着他桌子上的，就是加尔各答的神像的图片，就是告诉他奉献者这个艺术家说，应该像这样子。Krishna 看上去就是一个年轻的小男孩，甜美的小男孩。
For the third time, the artist did the sketch and showed it to Srila Prabhupada.
那第三次呢？这个艺术家又拿着素描来到帕帕的跟前。
Srila Prabhupada was still not enthusiastic, but he didn't specifically forbid the work. So the artist took it as permission, and he began to work on a large painting.
南花巴不想打消这奉献者艺术家的热情，他就没有没有对这幅画发表任何的，就是没有禁止这个艺术家。然后这艺术家就开始在大的一张图纸上开始作画。
So after weeks of work, he brought his painting to Srila Prabhupada.
过了几星期呢，他把他的画作拿到帕帕的面前。
The painting showed Radha and Krishna on the swing.
这个作品呢，描述 Radha Krishna 在荡秋千。
Krishna was living Radharani's veil, you know, the cloth, and he was looking into her face in a very intimate and conjugal way.
Krishna 正在掀开 Radharani 的围巾，他在向围巾里看着，注视着 Radharani 的面庞，而且是非常一种情侣之爱的目光在注视着。
The more traditional paintings of Radha Krishna standing together.Had become into a very intimate scene by this artist.
Sorry, pardon.
The more traditional way of painting Radha and Krishna had become something, had turned into a very intimate looking painting.
就是传统的Radha Krishna 站在那里的这个画作，就变成了一种非常亲密的一种交流。
In other words, the painting had become something different than what the sketch was that, you know, that had been shown to Srila Prabhupada.
换言之呢，就是现在的这个大幅的画作呢，就跟当初这艺术家拿给圣帕帕的那个素描不一样。
It is a concoction, said Srila Prabhupada.
帕帕说这是编造。
Concoction means...Something unauthorized, something, you know, that you've dreamed up.
Concoction, 英文的这个意思就是说，这并不是授权的，而是做梦出来的。
Despite all the effort the devotee had put into the painting, Srila Prabhupada couldn't agree with this painting. He said it's not correct.
不管这个艺术家为作画付出了多少辛苦和努力，帕帕德就是不赞同这幅画作。
The artist, you know, in a mood of hurt pride. You know what hurt pride is? So when somebody's very proud, but somebody criticizes their work. So in that mood, the artist took the painting, and he didn't ask any further what was wrong with it or what he should do to rectify it.
这个艺术家他的骄傲就受伤了，他就拿着这个作品回去了，他没有再继续问哪个地方正确的，哪个地方不正确。
On another occasion in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada told the same artist that his spontaneous expressions or his spontaneous paintings were not authorized.
在马雅普有一次呢，是巴巴德对这同一位艺术家说，他的自发的画作表达并不是被授权的。
That devotee, he painted some paintings on the wall at Mayapur, you know, the outside wall, and he had painted some verses underneath the paintings.
这个艺术家呢，在马普那外面外墙上做了一幅画，而且在画作的下面呢，还写上了一些诗节。
When Srila Prabhupada first saw it on a morning walk, he became disturbed seeing it.
帕帕德第一天早晨清晨散步出去，看见这个画作，他感到很不安。
And Srila Prabhupada said to him, "You should not have dared to do this."
帕帕德就对他说：“你不应该做这个画。”
And he even mentioned the incident in the Bhagavatam class.
他甚至在博迦梵歌的课程上呢，也提到了这个事件。
And he said, "Do not concoct anything. Do not speculate on anything."
他说：“不要编造， 不要发明任何新鲜玩意儿。
The Sahajiya tendency is to take everything cheaply. Don't do this.
这个 Sahajiya 的心态呢，就是把一切都看得非常廉价，不要这样去做。
He says, don't do this or you will become a Sahajiya and everything will be ruined.
不要这样去做，否则的话，你就会成为一个 Sahajiya, 那么一切都毁了。
Okay, another story. When Srila Prabhupada was living in Los Angeles, he got a letter from his relatives stating that one of his brothers had died.
下一个故事，圣帕巴德在洛杉矶的时候呢，他有一天收到一个亲戚的来信，告诉他的一个兄弟去世了。
So, Srila Prabhupada received this information in the presence of some of the devotees, and he told them.
圣帕巴德在一个奉献者的面前呢，收到了这封信，他就把这个消息告诉奉献者。
Said I've received this letter stating that my brother died.
他说我收到了这封信，告诉我的兄弟去世了。
Previously, my other brother died also.
在此之前，我另外一个兄弟也去世了。
These two brothers were very nice. They wanted to live a long, healthy life, but they didn't care much for Krishna consciousness.
这两个兄弟都是非常好的兄弟，他们想希望过着健康长寿的一生，但是他们对于 Krishna 的知觉不太在意。
But my sister and I, Srila Prabhupada started laughing, said we didn't want to live long healthy lives. We only wanted to do some service and do what Krishna wanted us to do.
可是我的妹妹和我，她就开始笑了起来，说。我的妹妹和我并不想过健康长寿的一生，我们只想为 Krishna 做一些服务。
Now, I see my two brothers are dead, and my sister and I are living long, happy lives.
现在呢，我看到我的这个兄弟俩呢已经过世了，而我和我的妹妹却过着长寿而快乐的一生。
So sometimes it's like that in the world. Some people, they want to live long life, but the devotee only wants to serve Krishna. And the devotee ends up living a long life, and the people living a long life, they die early.
所以在世界上我们看到就有这种现象。有的人奉献者呢，他们并不希望一定要长寿，他们只是想服务 Krishna. 而有的人想要长寿长寿的一生，他们不服务 Krishna， 可是他们却提前离世了。
A devotee doesn't care about living a long life or a short life. A devotee's only interest is how can I serve Krishna.
奉献者对于寿命长短并不在乎，他们只想我该怎么服务 Krishna。
Srila Prabhupada had a very dear friend who came to visit him.
Srila Prabhupada 有一个非常亲密的朋友就来拜访他。
Prabhupada had just started his lunch, so he was glad to see his friend, and he said, please come sit down and have lunch with me.
Srila Prabhupada 见到自己的好朋友感到非常高兴，他就跟他说请坐下来跟我一起共进午餐吧。
Srila Prabhupada told his cook Palika, please make another plate for my friend.
他告诉仆人 Palika， 请给我的朋友也再端一盘午餐。
She looked back at Srila Prabhupada because she'd hardly had enough extra food for another person.
Palika 就看着圣帕巴德，因为他做的食物并不够两个人吃。
But Prabhupada looked back at her and again said to her, "Make an extra plate."
帕帕德就回看了他一眼，然后继续告诉他，请你再端上一盘。
So Palika came with a plate as best as she could for his friend.
Palika 呢就尽可能的找到了他所能够找到的食物，就又端了一盘上来。
So the man went to wash his hands in another room, and as soon as he went out, Srila Prabhupada took. Just like a little child, took the bowl of yogurt that was on, on his plate and put it on his friend's plate before he could come back and see.
他的朋友站起身到另外一个房间去洗手的时候呢，帕帕德就从他的自己的盘子当中呢拿了一个酸奶球，然后就像小孩子那样呢，把他的这个酸奶球放在了朋友的盘子里。
Because he wanted to make sure his friend also had lots of prasadam.
因为他希望他的朋友也有很多的 prasadam 吃。
Okay, another story. Srila Prabhupada's disciple Subhag tells of his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada.
圣帕帕德的门徒 Subhag 就讲述跟帕帕德第一次见面的情景。
Srila Prabhupada noticed him in the temple room and asked his name.
圣帕帕德在庙宇当中呢，注意到这个新奉献者，就问他的名字。
Subhag answered with a few words in Bengali language.
Subhag 就用孟加拉语就简短的跟他交谈。
Oh, you are Bengali, said Prabhupada. Come to my room.
Oh, 你是孟加拉人啊，你来，你到我的房间。
Subhag followed Srila Prabhupada to his room.
Subhag 就跟着帕帕德回到了他的房间。
There, Srila Prabhupada began to change his clothes and get ready to have a massage.
帕帕德开始换衣服，准备接受按摩。
Srila Prabhupada continued talking affectionately with Subhag about his life, and Subhag felt he was talking with a dear family relative, like a grandfather.
帕帕德就开始跟 Subhag 非常友好的开始交谈，谈到他的生活。Subhag 就感觉在跟一个非常亲密的家人，就像自己的祖父一样在交谈。
And he felt he had known Srila Prabhupada for a long time, although he'd only met him just for a brief moment.
他觉得自己好像认识帕帕德很长时间了，虽然他只是跟他才见面了几秒钟。
While Srila Prabhupada's servant was massaging Srila Prabhupada's head, Srila Prabhupada began to explain Krishna consciousness to the newcomer.
当圣帕帕的仆人开始为圣帕德按摩头部的时候，圣帕帕德就给这个新人开始讲解 Krishna 知觉。
And this is how Subhag became a devotee.
Subhag 就是这样成为了奉献者。
If you go to Mayapur now, you can see now his name is Subhag Swami, and he's a little small Bengali sannyasi, and he's a very, very kind man, and a very sweet and humble person.
如果你们去马普的话，你们可以有的时候，见到这位 Sanyasi， 他现在名字叫 Subhag Swami， 他是个子不高，然后一个孟加拉人，非常的善意、友好，也非常的甜美。
Okay, I will finish there for today. Anybody have any comments they would like to make or realizations they want to share?
好，那今天我就谈到这里。有没有人他想要跟我分享他的一些觉悟，还有一些评论，有问题吗？有一个奉献者叫着 Sika Radha Devadas 荣荣 Hare Krishna 顶拜孤的莲花组，请问孤主在《至尊奥义》书中说，至尊主拥有数不胜数的能量，而生物体属于主的边际能量，请问孤主边际能量属于高等能量吗？Hare Krishna, obeisance to Guru's lotus feet. I want to ask a Guru. In the Isha Upanishad, it's said that the Supreme Lord has a limited energy. A living entity belongs to the marginal energy of the Lord. My question is that the marginal energy is also belongs to higher energy.
Yes, there's a verse, Parashya Shakti Vividhaya Sriyate. It said that the Lord has many different energies.
有一个师节，这个师节的意思就是说，至尊主有很多的能量。
So Krishna is the source of the energy.
Krishna 是所有能量的源头。
Just like a power station, it produces energy, and depending on how you use it, that energy can produce hot.It can produce cold, it can produce so many different things. So Krishna is the source of the energy, and that energy may be manifested in many different ways.
Krishna 是能量的源头，就像 有发电站，这个发电站它产生电能，这电能可以制冷也可以制热，所以Krishna 它是能量的源头。
So these different energies sometimes may confuse the living entity.
这些不同的能量有时候会让生物体感到困惑。
Just like we make a difference between the material energy and the spiritual energy.
就像我们会区分物质能量和灵性的能量。
But a devotee knows that they all have the same source.
但奉献者知道他们都有同一个源头。
They're all Krishna's energies.
他们都是 Krishna 的能量。
So when one is Krishna conscious, one sees the source of everything.
一个处在 Krishna 知觉的人，他会看到，所有能量的源头。
And when we are a new devotee, we see the difference between everything.
我们是新奉献者的时候，我们会看到万事万物的区别。
Does that answer your question?
这有没有回答您的问题呢？下一个问题是 Olivia 的问题。Hare Krishna, Dimbai Prabhu, 请问刚才您在讲课中提到谦卑有的时候是 Maya, 请问如何正确理解和区分两者呢？我们应该如何避免呢？感恩您的仁慈 Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna, Obeisance Prabhu,You just mentioned in the lecture that humbleness sometimes is Maya. How can I understand it correctly? And how can I distinguish the two, between the two? And how can I avoid them? How can we avoid them? Thank you for your mercy, Hare Krishna.
Well, Hare Krishna, thank you for your mercy. I don't know, did I say humbleness is sometimes Maya?Or is that something you translated? Huh? When did I say humbleness is sometimes Maya?
我没有 I didn't translate them as Maya. I just translate what you have said.
So then, maybe she's misunderstood something?
I don't know. I just translate what you have said.
Okay. Can you ask her, please, what was the context in which I said this, that she's quoting this? Because you don't remember and I don't remember me saying this, so I'm just wondering. It's hard to answer a question about something I didn't say.
他不说，他并没有说谦卑有的时候是妈呀，所以您能不能再把这句话的上下文说出来呢？因为他不很难解释他没有说过的话。我并没有翻译谦卑有时候是妈呀，我不记，我没有，我只是把帕布的话原话翻译过来了。我不记得我是翻译过。
Sometimes we can have false humility. That means we're pretending to be humble when we're not really humble. Maybe she's referring to that.
有的时候我们是有矫揉造作的谦卑，我们并没有谦卑，但是我们装作很谦卑。也许您是指的这个谦卑吧。
Our tendency is that sometimes we want to appear humble.Just to get some recognition as being a humble person.
我们的倾向是有的时候我们装作谦卑的这样子，就希望别人认可我们是谦卑的人。
But it's better to be who we are and try to improve ourselves from that point.
但是最好呢，还是原原本本的呈现我们自己，并且在我们现有的这个情况之下呢，改进我们自己。
You know the yes, go on.
这个 Olivia 他回答说， 抱歉，可能是我听错，是讲到在海边散步时，帕帕帕训斥门徒讲的，但还讲的是谦卑有的时候是什么，我可能听错了，抱歉。这个幸运星说，刚才讲到的是帕帕说他门徒一直在玛雅中。So, Oliver said, sorry, maybe I have heard wrong. You just mentioned in the morning a beach walk. Prabhupada instructed disciple, I mentioned humbleness, maybe I have heard it wrong. And the other devotee said that just now Prabhupada mentioned that his disciple is always in Maya.
Okay, so...The statement was, Srila Prabhupada, I'm always thinking of Krishna, but sometimes I'm thinking of Maya.
The disciple said that.
Yeah.
这个门徒说，门徒跟帕帕说，我总是想着 Krishna, 但是有的时候呢，我也想着 Maya.
And Srila Prabhupada said, no. He said, you're always in Maya, but sometimes you think of Krishna.
那所以呢，帕帕德跟门徒就说，不是的，你总是处在玛雅当中，但是你有的时候呢，你会在玛雅当中想起 Krishna。
You understand the difference?
You mean me or the
you?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
这个奉献者是这样。说的帕帕是这样回答他回应他的。那对不起啊，我可能刚才翻译的并不清楚。
To be humble is not always easy.
要做到谦卑并不容易。
Everybody in this world has some pride.
在这个世界上每个人都有一些骄傲。
So therefore,It is described that the best way to be humble is to serve the devotees.
所以据说呢，最好的变得谦卑的方法就是服务奉献者。
It said that serving others is the best cure for pride.
Sorry, but serving who?
Serving others.
Yes.
Is the best way to cure pride.
据说服务其他人是治疗骄傲的最好的方法。
So therefore Lord Chaitanya said, Gopi Bhata Kala Kamayo Dasa Dasa Anadasa. He said that the devotees think that he's the servant of the servant of the servant.
So Guru Chaitanya Gopi Bhata.
Gopi Bhata Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Anadasa.
Gopi Bhata Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Anadasa.
Yeah.
苏柴天尼亚是这样说的，我是牧牛姑娘的仆人的仆人的仆人，牧牛姑娘的维系者 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
He said this should be the mentality, the attitude of a devotee.
他说这是应该是一个奉献者的正确的心态。Radha Nanda, Hare Krishna, 深深敬拜尊敬的帕布。请问行为纯洁才有力量，我们随时的烦恼包括被伤害，事实上都是假我的表现，由于认同我们就忘记了自己是灵魂，这种迷惑要经历多久主 Krishna 才会允许我们恢复灵性的知觉呢？ Hare Krishna, obeisance to Prabhu. My question is that only by our pure deedspure behavior, we can have a power, but we are hurt. We can be hurt at any moment by anxiety and angry. In fact, they are all the behavior of false ego, because we are we identified.Our identification, we forget we are soul. This illusion, how long will it take, Krishna, for us to undergo this illusion that Lord Krishna will allow us to regain our spiritual consciousness?
Well, Krishna says, yiyatam mam prapajante tam sattai vabjami aham. As you surrender unto him, as you surrender unto Krishna, he will reward you.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里第三章十四十节，我记得是说，根据一个人对我的皈依程度，我会给予他们相应的回报。
So we shouldn't think that it's going to take forever. It's really up to us.
所以我们不应该认为这种状态会永远的继续下去。这是取决于我们个人。
So, you can become Krishna conscious in the moment.
你可以在一瞬间就变得有 Krishna 知觉。
How quick do you want it?
你自己需要想要多久呢？想要多快呢？
You can read this verse, Bhagavad Gita 4:11.
对不起啊，刚才我回错了，这应该是薄伽梵歌的第四章的十节十一。
Do you have that there?
Yes.
Read it out.
Okay. 薄伽梵歌的
4:11. Yiyatam mam prapadyante tam sattai vabjami aham mam vatnam vatante manusya partha sarvashaha. You have that?
Yeah, show. 第四章十一.
As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everybody follows my path in all respects.
第四章十一世界，所有皈依我的人，我全按其情况。施以回报，沐浴恩泽 ，Prita 之子啊，在各个方面，每个人都走在追随我的道路上。
So if you read that purport, I think it will answer your question.
Now?
No, in her own time.
Okay. 那请您在那个有空的时候，您读一下这个要旨，也许这个读完之后就能回答您的问题了。
Okay, any other questions?
还有其他问题吗？萨提玛的还有其他问题吗？
Okay, so we can finish there for today.
那我们今天就讲到这里。还有一个 Harry Bounce Das 的问题。如果当奉献者朋友或伴侣说一些话，被伤害、被烦恼、被不理解，然后伤心，是接受、容忍这种烦恼吗？来自 Hari Bansa Das 的问题。If some devotee friends or devotee partner they said something that 我理解是。别人说的话，我们自己被伤害啊！如果我理解不对，您再纠正我。That we are hurt, we felt very annoyed, we misunderstood, and we felt very hurt. Should we accept? Should we accept this angriness? Accept this anxiety? Upsetness.
Well, it's an individual situation, you know. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, the specific incident, but there's a saying that we have to use our common sense. You know what common sense means?
Yes.
So use your common sense.
我不知道具体这是 根据每个人的每个情况而定。我也不知道具体的情况是什么，而且每个人的具体情况是什么，这得要用到常识。
Don't always be too. I don't know. Sometimes we don't use our common sense enough. You know. So if somebody hurts you, you can ask other devotees. Is what they're saying correct? Maybe I can't. You know. Maybe my pride is not allowing me to see some mistake that I'm making. So.A humble person will look within and say, maybe I've made a mistake, maybe I haven't. And maybe ask other people, have I made a mistake? So it's always good to consult with others, just see what others have to say also.
So, the pride, okay. 所以就是说我们应该可以问一下别的人，问一下别的人，我是不是犯了错？We should ask other people whether we have made a mistake or not, and we can also introspect and ask ourselves.
Okay.
那我们可以问别的人，我到底是不是犯了错误呢？还是没有犯错误？我们也可以内省，问问自己。我到底是犯错还没有犯错 ？And we can also ask ourselves if we have that pride, right?
Yeah.
我也可以问自己，我到底内心还有没有骄傲呢？He said that the question is similar to the question just now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we can. There's never any harm to look within ourselves and see if we can correct ourselves.
无论如何，我们内省，看看我们内心还有没有值得纠正的地方。这么去做总是没有什么伤害的，没有什么坏处的。
There's never any harm to try to be Krishna conscious.
努力的成为 Krishna 这些永远没有什么坏处。
We can always improve. Everybody can improve.
我们总是能够改进，每个人都可以改进。
Anything else?
还有别的吗？萨提玛德还有别的吗？
萨提玛德 just disappeared.
没有。
Ah, there she is.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah. Okay, so we finished there today.
那我们今天就讲到这里。
好的，好的，我们呢今天就结束了。
Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hari Vamsa Das said thank you.
Thank you, Hari Vamsa, for asking and thinking about these things.
谢谢哈尔曼萨巴布，你提这个问题，考虑到这个问题。
Actually, what he's doing is very good because, or what all the devotees who are asking questions are doing is very good because part of devotional service is to be introspective, to look within, to see how we can improve our own Krishna consciousness.
实际上您做得非常好。我们所有的人。就是Krishna 之间的一部分，就是我们要内省，看我们到底有没有哪个地方做的不对，可以纠正的。
This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness is to try to figure out how to improve ourselves by looking within.
Krishna 之觉的一个方法就是我们总是要往内看看我们在内心还有什么需要改进的地方。
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
非常感谢。
非常。 What's happening?
Okay, 那百昆特之音服务员聆听，今天我们早上的讲课部分就到这里了。谢谢大家的聆听，也非常感谢大家提出的好问题。如果哪些地方翻译不对，请大家原谅。Hare Krishna， 祝大家一个 Hare Krishna。所以我们感谢 Tita Raj Prabhu 给我们带来精彩讲课。 Hare Krishna，
Haribo，
Haribo。